Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome, yes, to your late edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger, and it's late. You know what day it is. Yeah, it's Thursday. It's the 7th of January, 2016. I gotta watch that. I've been saying 15, haven't I? Yes, 16, 2016. Nah, I got all year to get it right. All the best technology news coming your way from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Okay, BlackBerry fans, were you hoping for a new BlackBerry phone this year? It ain't gonna happen. Yes, that's all according to BlackBerry CEO. Yes, only Android phones are gonna be coming out this year. No BlackBerry 10. Aww. Yes, John Chin confirmed at CES 2016 that the Android phones are the hot ticket this year for BlackBerry. He also went on to hint that there's actually a few more phones that'll be coming out this year with the BlackBerry emblem on them. Of course, running Android, but those are still in the works. Although the diehard BlackBerry fans, I can already hear you. What's going to happen to BlackBerry 10? Well, they're not ditching it. They're just not really doing anything with it right now. While we're on the subject of smartphones, let's talk about Intel's smartphone. What? Yeah, not really something you ever associate with a smartphone and Intel. Usually, Intel's just inside it and you didn't really know it was there. But not this smartphone from Intel. No, this camera is all that because it's got a 3D camera inside and it's only going to set you back $399. So what operating system will the Intel smartphone run? Well, Android, of course. Why not? It's got a heck of a display on the thing, though. 25 by 60 by 1440 pixel resolution. Wow. 6-inch screen, too, which is not too bad at all. The phone has a 2-megapixel front camera and an 8-megapixel rear camera. And again, of course, it's all about that camera, so the 3D RealSense camera can actually recognize objects and detect motion and gestures. Pretty much, remember that thing called Kinect? Yeah, it kind of does that. Intel did say strongly, though, that the phone isn't for daily use. It's more for capturing 3D images instead. And they said if you're into the selfie thing, well, then you'll probably like this camera, too. Other little thing, since it is an Intel, well, it runs an Atom X7Z 8700 processor. So yeah, those of you familiar with that, don't expect great battery life on this thing. Also has 64 gigabytes of storage, Wi-Fi, and an HDMI port right on the side. On with more news now. You might remember us talking about this last year, about the old God view from Uber. Yeah, ring a bell? Yeah, the name was kind of unsettling enough, but apparently Uber and the New York Attorney General have reached a settlement over the company's God view tool. Now, those of you that may not have been familiar with that, that allowed employees to access and track the location of Uber riders and customers without obtaining permission. Yeah, those things. So you'd think with something so grand as such, with people not knowing about it, the fine would be pretty high, wouldn't it? Well, you'll be surprised. Uber's just gonna have to pay $20,000. Really? I don't even think that's a slap on the wrist. It's not even a slap on the butt cheek. There's barely a slap involved. If only one thing good came about this, well, going forward, geolocation data for both drivers and passengers will be encrypted and password protected. I don't know how well that would make you feel, but I guess maybe it's better than it was before. Well, we cannot talk about news if we didn't talk about CES, so I guess we'll talk about the coolest thing that CES that you still can't buy. Yeah, I'm talking about that LG rollable OLED display. Yeah, it's pretty freaking sweet. And yesterday, people could actually get their hands on it and roll it up and unroll it in all of its glory. Mind you, though, you did have to wear plastic gloves to do it. Although, with like so many products at CES, LG isn't really saying when it's coming out or how much the thing is going to cost. So basically, this is whetting our future appetite for something that is probably a long way off. Still cool, though. Still the coolest thing I've seen at CES. And finally, oh, in the world of connectivity. Everything's got to be connected now, doesn't it? We got connected refrigerators, of course. We've got connected humidifiers. We've got connected light bulb. Every freaking thing's connected. Why not add this to the puzzle? How about a Febreze dispenser that's connected to the World Wide Web? Yeah, it's here. That's right. If you want your home to be fresh on command, the Febreze dispenser, yeah, it's for you. Amazingly, though, this is one product at CES that you can actually pre-order and does have a price, only $49. Now, to dive deeper into this, the scent dispenser is Wi-Fi connected, and it can make any room smell, well, pretty much whatever you put in the thing. And of course, with anything connected, you need an app for it, and Febreze has got you connected with that, with the Febreze Connect app. You can actually schedule when you want your room to smell good. Say you got company coming over, and that's how your house is supposed to always smell, you know, that kind of thing. Or say when you took a number two in the bathroom, and then you forgot about it, and oh yeah, I better turn that thing on in the bathroom. Ah yes, gone are the days of actually getting out the bottle and holding the trigger and actually pulling it and pulling it and pulling it. No, we don't need to do that anymore. We don't want to live in a dumb home. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com for all the great BTN shows. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget to check out the Slack room. That's britishtech.slack.com. As for the new show, Friday's almost here. I can't wait. We'll be back tomorrow with your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. Getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, and I'm sure there'll be some crap from CES too. Until then, though, hope your Thursday's going well, and thank you very much for listening.